The Anishinaabek Nation has announced that its former head Getsit Mishomas Gordon Waindebence died November 24, surrounded by family at his home in Shigianda First Nation as he began his journey into the spirit world. In a news release issued by the Anishinaabek Nation Wednesday evening, Waindebence was credited for providing its leadership guidance and direction in building a nation with deeply rooted tradition, culture, and Anishinaabemowin. It is during this time that we send our thoughts and love to his family and loved ones. We are forever grateful to his family for selflessly sharing their patriarch with us in this lifetime, said Anishinaabek Nation Grand Council Chief Reg Niganobi in the news release. As his journey to the spirit world begins, he will be greatly missed earthside. His spirit will have many songs and prayers in his honor from across the Anishinaabek Nation that will help guide him along his way. His teachings and kindness extended to each of our 39 communities and beyond and will continue to be shared well into the future. On behalf of the Anishinaabek Nation, we express our unending gratitude to Getsit and his loving family. Ba Ma P. Waindebence sought to bring back the traditional clan system and create an Anishinaabe constitution, or Kai Naknayuwin, in order to strengthen the traditional governance structure. The Anishinaabe Kai Naknayuwin was developed in consultation with First Nations leaders and citizens over the course of 13 years. The consultation process was carried out according to proper protocols, rules, order, and ceremonies, which included Dodamog, clan, teachings led by Waindebence. The Anishinaabek Nation is a political advocate for 39 member First Nations across Ontario, representing approximately 65,000 citizens.